and son, Sujo. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I overheard today that you started this competition out of 11 million students.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of terrifying. How long have you wanted to compete in a spelling bee?
Well, when I was in second grade, I was, like, watching some of the finals, and I saw some of these kids, they were, like, mastering really hard and unknown words or something like that, and I was, like, pretty amazed that I wanted to be like that, and I was motivated by them, so I tried out in third grade, but I didn't make it very far, and then in sixth grade, I made it to nationals. I didn't do really well in sixth grade, so this year I came up to that stand.
And this is your seventh grade year?
Yes.
And is it also your first year at Bethesda?
Yes.
First year at Bethesda? Well, that's exciting. So did you ever really imagine that you would make it this far?
Well, no, I wasn't really imagining. I mean, it's only
just taking it day by day kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, is there any particular thing or person that inspired you or continues to inspire you through all this?
Well, as I was saying, the finals, some of the people, they were, like, very amazing, and that inspired me. And my parents also inspired me. They were helping me and coaching me and helping me persevere. And same thing with my sister, too.
She's precious.
Yeah. And also, God was inspiring me, too, because I couldn't have done any of that without God.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So what do you like to do in your free time, like, aside from reading the dictionary?
Well, aside from that, I like to play music. I play piano, guitar, and bassoon. And other than music, I would probably be doing math, or I'd be probably playing some sports for fun.
So you do math in your free time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried napping? I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Well, other than the regular 8 to 9 hours sleep, I nap.
Okay, you should definitely check it out. I enjoy it.
I've tried it out. It's just...
Not as much fun as, like, calculus?
No, it's not fun.
That's great. Okay, so how bored are you doing all of these interviews? Like, you've just been going crazy ever since you won. Are you getting so tired of it yet?
Not really. Well, anyway, it's about to be... the craze is about to be over. Although, I'm not really sure about that.
It's kind of overwhelming,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I have to go to L.A. tomorrow, so I have to wake up at 6 o'clock. I'm used to those 7 hours, 6 hours sleep.
So right. So. Well, especially being a student at Bethesda. Okay, so how tired are you of getting asked to spell words that are not actually in the spelling bee? Just is everybody walking up to you asking you to spell different words for them?
Well, not really. I mean, it's actually kind of... I don't blame them. They're actually, it's actually
I mean, I guess
good.
It's a fair question, isn't
it?
They
want to see how good it is.
Yeah, you are the co-champion of the 2014
uh-huh.
National Spelling Bee. So here's my biggest question for you. How does it feel to be so much smarter than all of the adults asking you questions and interviewing you?
Well, I'm not sure about the smarter thing. I mean, like, everyone has their own, like, places where they're good at expertise. I mean, I may be good at one thing, another person may be good at another thing.
Exactly.
So it's not like I'm smarter than anyone or anything. It's just like...
Well, I've talked to some of your teachers, and they've had so many great things to say about you, that you're really self-motivated and diligent, and that's a lot coming from someone who's so young, and I have to say, I wish I had that motivation just to just wake up in the morning. Like, that would be awesome. Like, just really respect you. Okay, so you won $30,000, right? What else did you get?
Also $2,500 and with some savings bond. And also some collections from Merriam-Webster and Encyclopedia Britannica.
Wow. So what are your big plans with the $30,000? You think you should, like, get a new car or maybe, like, down payment on a house? Or what's the plan?
Probably put it in the college savings.
Yeah, that's probably the responsible thing to do. I recommend it. I mean, the car would be more fun, but, you know, college, I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... How many dates have you been asked on since the big win, now that you're a minor celebrity? Are the girls just flocking to you?
Well, it's not like that. I mean, they congratulate you, but I'm not going any further than that. I mean, It's
well, you just looked so cute in your bow tie. Like, you were just so sharp. I loved it so much. Did you pick your outfit?
Well, my parents helped me out.
Well, I loved your bow tie. Okay, here's a good one. Did you come up with any, like, fun games or, like, different ways to study to, like, help you kind of wanting to continue that? Or was it just basically sitting down and just practicing?
I guess finding funny ways to learn words.
Words, yeah.
Be better, yeah. More motivating than... It makes it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And did your sister help you study a lot, or your parents, or any friends?
Well, my parents usually help me with study, and my sister kind of helps me with the persevering, so it's kind of like a team effort.
Team effort. Teamwork makes the dream work. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know if you know this or not, but I actually went to this school, Bethesda, my whole life. I've been here K through 12th, and I actually have a record at this school, too. Now that you're a new celebrity, we're record holder of the National Spelling Bee, co-champion, kind of a big deal, but I just wanted you to know that I hold the record for the most consecutive tardies in one year. So, I mean, you know...
Well, how much was the number?
It was every day.
Oh, okay.
And that it wasn't just one year. It just happened to be, I think, 5 in a row. So, I mean, I just don't want you to try to, like, steal my thunder there with the tardies. If you could just be on time from here on out, I want to at least have, like, some legacy left at Bethesda.
Well, I think I hold the record for slipping in at the last minute, though.
That's a good record. That's better. As long as you're here on time. See, they didn't love me so much for that. Okay, so I heard a little rumor that you're headed to Jimmy Fallon to be on his show. Is that next week coming up?
No, I think it's on Friday, maybe.
It's on Friday?
Yep.
How many different, like, big interviews have you done? I know you were on Kelly and Michael, is that right?
Yes, and then I can't really count.
You can't remember
them,
all
yeah.
of them, so many?
There's, like, ABC and four-letter names.
Crazy ones that you've never heard of?
ABC, XYZ, whatever.
Okay, so you're headed to Jimmy Fallon. I think that you should definitely give him my phone number. Mm-hmm. And tell him to put me on his show, too. Maybe for the consecutive tardies thing. I don't know. I'll come up with something good.
I guess so.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get on your level over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, let's see. Are you planning on competing next year?
I can't really
are
do
you,
that. Because,
are you allowed because you already won?
Yeah,
so like, they're
I'm
like,
not,
you
can't
come
yeah,
back
not,
because
yeah.
you're already the best?
Yeah,
that's a
well,
bummer.
What
is there, like, a math competition you're gonna
oh,
join?
Oh, yeah. Well, math counts. I'm going to try that one.
Try math.
And also text math and science. There's another competition out there. So I guess doing better on that would be
good.
But, yeah.
Do you plan on staying at Bethesda for the rest of your junior high and high school years?
Well, I'm not sure what lies ahead. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess your parents kind of make that decision, don't they?
Yeah.
I remember the days. Okay, so I just have to say that I thought it was so courageous how you publicly announced that the Lord is your hero and, you know, just, you know, been with you every step of the way. Like, how do you feel like he's guided you through this entire journey? Like, in what ways has having a relationship with God helped you?
Well, it's helped me rely on faith more. I mean, like, not, like, being nervous or anything, but just, like, having confidence in God that he'll carry me through. So it's actually a lot more comforting, and it makes me calmer, so.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting me steal you away. We are just really proud of you and DFW, and I know at Bethesda this is just the most amazing thing, and, I mean, I'm kind of fangirling a little bit. You're a celebrity. Like, I'm pretty excited that I even get to talk to you. Like, I might ask you for your autograph. Is that weird?
Yeah.
A little bit?
I've never even taken an autograph. I actually wanted an autograph from people, so.
What? No! Well, now you're the co-champion. You need to start giving them out.
Well,
okay.
I was going to get an autograph from the other co-champion.
Did you get one?
I could because I didn't bring my autograph book, but still, I mean, I'm bringing it tomorrow, so I'll get to see him tomorrow.
Oh, good. Is he going to be on Jimmy Fallon with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, my last question is, have you heard of the term spelfy?
Yes.
So after this little interview, can I take a spelfy with you?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.